people.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight.
Yes.
And, you know, all the years that I've been disabled and trying to maneuver and to live with that and get around and trying to get help from the agencies, I've come to realize more and more that the government really, and you got to blame the government more than the agencies, because they only take orders from the government.
Right.
But the government really is set themselves up like dictators when it comes to the disabled. Thank God they're dictators without weapons.
That's true.
But nevertheless, dictators. You know,
very much.
Well, look at what we have to put up with. There's no strength in the law.
No.
Was on the news today that woman who the Down syndrome lady who got fired from Walmart was awarded her salary and then some, all right? And they supposedly had to restore her job back. I don't know how that's going to work, you know. But then the other thing is the penalty against the company. The judge threw that out. You know? So you can see how weak the law is. You see, now there was an opportunity to set an example, you know, and try to bring about a strong law and make it very serious to fire somebody who's been there all those years and put them in a situation of great stress. But the Americans with Disability Act does very little to protect you. And the politicians refuse to amend it. Now that, to me, spells dictatorship.
Yes,
you know, when you have a law that's supposed to be there to protect you, and the politicians that have obviously approved of that law are not willing to strengthen it and make it better and make it so that disabled people are respected by law, then you got a dictatorship.
Yeah.
You know, because where do you go after that? You go to the people who make the laws. You know, you look to them, you try to get them to help, you try to explain it to them, and they don't hear it, or they don't want to hear it, they don't care about it.
That's true.
After that, there's really no place to go, you know?
That's true.
And that's why in many, many countries, when those things happen, people take things into their own hands.
Yeah, that's sad.
And then you
very
have
sad.
Violence.
Of course you do. If you don't have that violence, people don't have the ability to express their discontent, and then they do it anyway. And that's why you get wars, and that's why you get people expressing their discontent. It really is terrible, you know?
Yeah, and then you have somebody who comes in and takes them over.
Yeah.
Many times, and makes it worse.
Yes.
You know, and of course you have violence as part of all that, you know.
Definitely.
But we have to deal with a system that is really, when you examine it, it's hypocritical, it's two-faced, it doesn't make any sense, And also, it drags people in it who are not disabled to pay the bill for it.
That's right.
You see what's happening here?
Yeah,
so
it
it's really hurting everybody.
It is hurting everybody. But they don't realize that.
You
they
know?
Think, oh, it'd be cheaper to put my mom or dad or parent or even sibling into a nursing home. That is a misconception, a big misconception. Because people think, oh, now my mother or my father or anybody is extremely safe. When in real reality, they're not. Okay, and you have to live up to that and say to yourself, well, how are they not safe? Well, basically, you're just sitting there, your family member actually, you know, gets into these nursing homes, and they walk in 90% of the time. But so they don't have any falls or that the nursing home doesn't have responsibility over whatever happens to them. They put them all in a wheelchair. They don't want to take over the responsibility of them falling, period. So they give them a wheelchair, and they say, you have to, you know, go around in this wheelchair. Okay. They go around in the wheelchair. This is what happened to me, actually. So I go around in the wheelchair, and I'm getting weaker and weaker and weaker because they only give you because it's a subacute facility. They only give you therapy 2 hours a day, not the 4 hour a day for the you know, the regular therapy where you get 4 hours a day.
Well, they're like a dictatorship.
Yes, they are.
They're part
they
of the
conform.
Dictatorship
yeah.
that comes down from the government.
That's
all right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how many people in these places who have worked for their pension and now have to give it to a place that they hate, they don't want to be in?
Yeah. That's so wrong, Frank.
And eat crap food, you know, and have medical care shoved down their throats in many, many cases.
Right.
You're dealing with a dictatorship.
People
that's what happens in a lot of these countries where people, where, you know, rulers take over and abuse people.
People who didn't want any medicine would seal up their mouth really tightly. And I didn't realize it until now that not right now, but when we were talking about it the other day. And you said we should also put in the certain areas of the petition and also in certain areas of things that you're advertising about, you know, people, you know, having problems with medicine and that they're shoving this stuff down their throat. And I said, you know what, Frank, you're right. They are, and I realized
there's all kinds of situations.
Yeah,
you know, there's a million and one situations.
They really are, because I'll tell you something. That's how they make their profit. That's all you have to think of. And people don't realize. They say, "Oh no, they're not that bad." Well, come live on my side of the street for a little bit. You'll see how bad they really are. You know, but I just sort of, you know, go around and say, okay, they're giving you, you know, lunch sometimes, these pharmaceutical companies in your office, not next to the nursing home. No, no. Oh, heaven forbid, maybe they'll associate the nursing home with these parties. No, they don't do it there. They do it in the doctor's office. Heaven forbid, they don't do it there. They do it right in the doctor's office. They get these nice reviews.
The drug
companies. Yeah, the drug company, yeah. And they get them.
They're trying to butter people up so they'll
now you got
sell
it.
The drugs to the patient.
That's right. They bring the drugs with them. You got to see how much they bring. It's terrible. A lot of drugs, too. And if they don't have enough of it, they say, okay, we're coming back with it. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, and that's
what
happens.
I'm going to take a little break. When we come back,
mm-hmm.
I want to try to explain to people how some of this system under a dictatorship robs people and uses them to make money and
their life.
Takes away their safety.
I was told today by
Hold
my
it.
Doctor.
We're going to take a break.
Okay, no problem.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. And that's Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. That's Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email.
Mm-hmm.
You want the phone is 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue. Hey, Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, our buddy over there in Islip, New York. At 631-888-1186. So you want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information, give Mr. Kennedy a call. 631-888-1186. Let's see. Oh, you got a dog, a cat, you need food, having trouble buying it? Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He'll appreciate that. Nobody starves on Long Island. Help you with dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, the medical. 631-484-3085.
That's right.
All right. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. The Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child and protect them and watch out for them. That's the Inner Sight policy. And Inner Hi. Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And to the woman who sent me the email, Lucy Thompson, it's full of attachments. I tried to answer it, and it wouldn't let me. If you're listening to the show, I'm going to try again to send you our phone number, but call me, you know, about the dog training. Call me, 631-224-3085. 224-3090. 631-224-3090. Be happy to talk with you, but I can't deal with attachments on my email.
Yeah, they it needs to be text only, and with any kind of attachments, what happens is it strips all the coding and everything. It just makes it a mess. It makes it a lot of things hard to get to the what's the center of what you're saying.
All right. Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them very much.
Mm-hmm.
Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 at Silo. And, you know, you need any info on the disabled, on advocacy or Social Security, any kind of laws,
you got stuff like
agencies that you can go to, 631-880-7929. We're brought to you by Able News.
Okay.
On
Let's
Inner Sight.
Yep.
All right.
Hold up.
Angela Melanie.
All right, here it comes.
Editor-in-Chief.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and look for our ad in the Able, and we thank Angela for that. Now, what were you going to say before I started advertising these people and things.
No, it's okay. I forgot.
You said something about you were told something today.
Oh, it's all right. I forgot. I really did. I can't help it. It's my mind.
You know,
I'll remember.
Dictatorships are horrible. You have to deal with them. And they're even worse when there's violence associated with them. And now you take the service dog school, and I was telling somebody about this, and oddly enough, they said, you know, that reminds me of the Inquisition, you know, where somebody's denied their safety, and then you go before a committee
okay.
that denied you the safety in most cases.
It's terrible.
And they stand in judgment on you.
Oh, jeez.
You know? Now, remember, there's no law to protect people. You can't go to the court and say, hey, I've been denied a guide dog, I trained with the dog.
No, you don't have a law.
The agency raised $50,000 to $100,000. They used my information, my application or whatever, you know, and they've denied me and... you know, protect me. There's no such thing as protection from a court or any law.
That's right.
So I call that, and I'm sure many others would, a dictatorship. What else do you call it? They're the dictators.
Yep.
You know, they make the rules. They dictate... who's going to have safety, who isn't, you know? And many a time they blame the cause on the blind person who trained with the dog, but the blind person didn't train the dog, the school did.
To me,
so it's a
the
very
blind person,
unfair, hold it, it's a very unfair situation. Now, what?
I said, to me, the blind person's getting reacquainted or acquainted with the dog. It's not training with the dog. It's getting acquainted with the commands and things like that, not actually training the dog. It's a lot different. You're getting acquainted with that dog and bonding with that dog and a little bit of everything with that dog. You're not training it exactly, you know? And that
yeah,
really
but,
is
but,
another
but you're
troublesome
expected,
thing.
You're expected to be able to treat the dog the way it's been trained, the way the trainer treated it, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have problems with that.
Yes, they do.
You know? That's why the better system is, in many, many cases, to have the blind person assist in training the dog.
Yes, it does. It's better.
To me, that's much better, and the bonding is better, too.
Yeah,
but when you have
a dictatorship,
when you have a dictatorship, how do you bring that about? If they're obstinate and they're not listening to you. Now, what'd you say?
I said Anthony is waiting to, and then does,
this dictatorship exists in every aspect of our lives. Right?
Yes, it does.
From the home health care, where a person has to go in a nursing home and the home health care person cannot go with you, that person that helps you. You know?
Yeah.
There's the dictatorship. You know?
Of course.
From the Americans with Disability Act that has no teeth, and no power behind it. After 6 years, in my case, they're gonna now take depositions. After 6 years, world.
That's crazy.
You know, but there's no power behind the whole thing.
No, there isn't.
So
why are they taking depositions?
Because hopefully we're gonna get a damn trial or a hearing.
I hope so.
Yeah. But there is a dictatorship. where you have no enforcement of the law.
Right.
So that area, the horror of the nursing homes where people have to give up all their resources.
That's the most difficult.
The no enforcement of people in wheelchairs who can't get into places.
All the time.
And everybody's fighting over who's going to pay for this, who's going to pay for this.
Yeah.
That's part of the dictatorship.
Yeah, I like this.
Dictators don't want to pay money to make people free.
No, they don't.
And it's the same thing with this government.
You get the agencies and the people who are, you know, they get the trains. Now, this is interesting in the train area. You get them to just do all the way where their part is, and then when you go back to the same, you know, area after years, you think, okay, maybe the people who own that building would be kind enough to finish it up, and they haven't touched it since the beginning. So you have an elevator, and you have
who the hell cares if they're kind enough, you know?
I want them to do it. I don't
damn
care if they're
right.
kind enough.
But you want
but I'm
enforcement.
Saying kind enough sarcastically.
Yeah, but you don't want just one damn person to say, oh, I better, I feel sorry for this person. That's crap. That has gotten us into this whole situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
You
need strict enforcement. You need the same kind of enforcement that anybody else would have.
Yeah.
No?
That's right. Imagine somebody went to get, here's the way I look at it. Imagine if somebody went to get something from inside, like one of these, a restaurant or in a bookstore or even in a clothing store. Clothing store is the absolute worst, I would say. I used to have to stand on the outside, and that's you know, just visualize on the outside of a store with a pair of pants and putting it around my waist. And I said, what's your refund policy? Oh, our refund policy is only 7 days. I said, 7 days? By the time I get people to come and help me and stuff, that 7 days are going to be over for me to try on each of these pants. Oh, you could do it in seven. Like, she knows what I'm able to do. You could do it in 7 days. I said, do me a favor, double that, please, because I have a disability, in case you haven't noticed. That's what I used to say. Now I don't care. I just go and I bring
Point
it up.
Is, you're treated worse than a criminal.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
All right?
Much worse.
A criminal can walk in the door and try things on and everything else and have the freedom, but not a person in a wheelchair.
Nope. I never forget that.
They're following the instructions of the government who is dictating to them.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a phone call. 213-816-1650, Inner Sight.
Yep.
Live.
Okay, here he comes.
From Brooklyn, Anthony.
Yes.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
Hello.
I'm good. Hi, Frank. So about the nursing homes, I think, you know, for that reason, you're better off at home if you can be, because a lot of times these nursing homes are not really going to give you the one-on-one attention that you need to say, it's okay, you know, Suzanne, if you fall and you want to walk around, I'm here with you and I'm here for you, so, you know, I'll rescue you if you fall. They're, you know, they have so many people to be responsible for.
Yeah.
And they're concerned about lawsuits and
everything.
Also, you know, they're more concerned about the therapeutic side of it and probably the cheaper side of it too, which says that you have to have the metal walkers that people have to lift instead of the ones that have the wheels and, you know, where you could sit on it, because those are more expensive. The ones that are, you know, the ones that have the seats that you could sit on, you know, cost a couple hundred dollars more. So, of course, they're not going to want to spend it because, you know, they're nursing homes and that's, you know, what they do. They're there for the profit and they're going to say their budget. and all that. Another thing that I think you're better off, you know, not depending on the government for is supportive housing, if you can help it. Because the moment, you know, you decide that you don't want to live alone anymore and you need some help besides the home health aides that really don't live there and just, you know, are basically there for like 3 or 4 days and do live and care for you, you can't have a family member there with you except if it's your husband. If, you know,
that is horrible.
You know, if it's, you know, like some sort of housing for, you know, husband and wife, like an elderly couple, they would accept that. But other than that, you know, they monitor how long the person stays there. And, you know, maybe if you're really sick, they'll make an exception, you know, for maybe once or twice or for a while. I guess if you're really bad off, you wouldn't live there for too long. But other than that, you know, it's basically just a standard apartment with, you know, security guards in the building and cameras, and they over-glorify it. And basically, to me, you know, in a lot of ways, I think it's a bunch of something we can't say on the air because...
bunch of crap.
Yeah, it's nothing... Yeah, it's basically what you call Roto-Rooter for. It's nice, but it's nothing, you know, to where you, oh, my God, if I don't, you know, live there, my world is going to come to an end. If you don't have a home health aide, you could still fall. You know, if you get locked out of your apartment, I think they have access to keys 24 hours. Other than that, you know, they're not going to provide you much support except, what do they give you, one of those pulley things in the bathroom.
Yeah, I have
where
one.
You can, yeah, where you can, you know, alert, I guess, the social worker during the day or the security at night, and they can open your door. But big whip-de-doo, you know, you're still going to have to call the ambulance. Yeah, you're still going to have to call the ambulance if you fall. I mean, the security could pick you up out of courtesy, but if you get hurt, you're still going to need the ambulance if you don't have the home health aide there or whatever. They're not able to save you from falling. So it's basically, you know, the same amount of matter that – it's basically the same matter that goes in the toilet. It doesn't really make much of a difference.
Well, let's just say it's a lot of horse poop.
Yeah, but they glorify it because you're disabled and they want to make the concept of sounding independent exciting because you have to go through hell to get in there and be evaluated by social workers and, you know, decide whether, you know, they're concerned about your mental health enough.
They're using our money to impose dictator-type experience.
Right, and you have to be put on medication, and then
if you say,
I don't need medication, I'm just disabled, and I need standard housing, and I can't afford it, and maybe, you know, whatever the situation is, my apartment is too small, maybe, you know, me and my relative don't get along, or they're going to die, and I can't take care of them, so my apartment is too small, and I, you know, they need a home health aide, and I need mine, and maybe
you
both need 24 hours. Yeah, whatever it is, but, you know, basically, if you don't take medication, and you won't agree to take medication and ruin your organs to live in that apartment, which means that if you take it over time, you know, it can eventually ruin your organs unnecessarily for things that you really don't need. And then these people, you know, are constantly, you know, gagging you with this idea of and insisting that you need medication. Meanwhile, they don't know that the therapist is not even on the same page with them because they don't keep up with them as much as they keep up with you. So the therapist is about to discharge you from the clinic because they think it's all a bunch of nonsense. And, you know, they'll just ask you, for example, are you suicidal, this and that, if you need any help, call the hotline or go and see a counselor if you want somebody to talk to. But they'll tell you, oh, well, you need to take a medication. You were diagnosed with this or that. They'll say something so general like a mood disorder, which the state wouldn't approve for you to be in supportive housing anyway.
Right.
And they want you to try to take medication because they're afraid, Suzanne, in the end, that if you don't take job training, if you're not homeless, And, you know, basically, if you don't have anything in the state's view to justify you being part of that program, they have
right.
to drop you from the agency because Medicaid
right.
won't pay for their service coordination anymore. So they can't call you for daily something
it's
we can't say on the air.
Now. I think it's a little different now. You know why?
Why?
I said to them, well, I don't know what you're trying to do, in a sense. I just said, you know, I get, you know, some anxiety and some depression. That's all I said. And that's
yeah.
what I do. I get some anxiety and I get some depression. If you define that, and nobody's defined it as a, quote, mood disorder, it's just all the poo I've been through in my life and just accept
but,
it the way it is.
But
you,
you,
know?
you take medication for it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no,
yeah,
there's
but
no issue after that.
Yeah, 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 I understand.
Medicine.
But that's for those who agree to take medication and for
mm-hmm.
therapists that agree that your case is severe enough, not just
what
because,
if the
like...
Excuse me, what if the medicine makes you worse?
Sometimes
then
it does.
That they'll just put that on the doctor. They have nothing to do with it as long as they have you
yeah, right.
in their housing program.
And that's the guy
and,
who made it worse.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, they got their client. They, you know,
right.
whatever happens with the rest of your life, as long as you have that apartment, then welcome in and here's your keys, and they've done their job.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, whatever happens with your life is what happens with your life. Suzanne, I mean, the and as far as I know, Suzanne, supportive housing is the same way. You could go to a hospital and be, you know, moody and upset because somebody made you upset or because somebody died and
yeah.
you know, well, were really upset. And
died.
But they'll you know, they'll offer you supportive housing and supportive services if you're really emotional to try to comfort
yeah.
you and support you to see you through, because after the hospital visit, the hospital only sends a social worker once or twice to check on you if you haven't shown
yeah.
up for your appointment to make sure you didn't commit suicide or anything like that.
No,
but the agency that provides the supportive housing is, you know, out desperately to get clients to Medicaid numbers, to run their Medicaid numbers to make money, and
yeah.
to, you know, get clients to live in their supportive housing program
right.
and drag it on and on, and you call them and they call you, and then, you know, they have the Skype thing where, hi,
right.
my name is, my name is, oh, I don't
Whatever.
Know, Anna, how are you? And you want to live in supportive housing? Yeah, well, how do you feel about that? Well, we have this and we have, you have a bunch of bull. And basically, you have to agree to be put on medication, which could cause you to have terrible side effects, all to live in supportive housing because you're poor and you live off
yeah.
of SSI and you can't afford anything. And you,
right.
you, I mean, I'm not criticizing people.
All
signed on. I live
by
like
the dictating government.
Exactly.
Right.
But you live below poverty, and that we
That's
have
right.
we deal with it and cope with it as disabled people, and they prey on it because of it. They
yeah.
They won't see us praying, but take advantage of it because
That's
they know
right.
that people are so desperate to live a little
yeah.
better because they can't afford any place
yeah.
or they don't want to live in public housing. So
yeah.
they get them in this world. Oh, I'll do anything. I'll jump off a
yeah,
mountain
right.
if you tell me to, on a slippery slope on a snowy day, and
yeah.
I'll jump off the, you know, 60th floor of a roof just to live in supportive housing. And that's what, you know, that's how desperate people get to live in supportive housing, you know, who don't have brothers or who can't, you know, find housing some other way.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
It is all about things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
but also
yeah.
people have to realize one thing. Even brothers and sisters can turn around and, you know, be the aggressor. You have to be careful with that situation as well. So what you do, you have to definitely know your family members as much as you know yourself, you know, and it's
yeah.
very difficult also.
Yeah, because
you know.
Like I said last night, for whatever reason, you know, you live differently or you wake up a different time than they do, or you go to sleep a different time than they do, and they can get fed up with having you there just because
right.
of the way you live and say, okay, you know, this is not working out. I really think you
yeah.
should find some other place to live. And then they start the assisted living, supportive housing.
No,
and
actually,
that.
actually, I'd rather them say that to me than fake something and then try to put me without me, my knowledge, and put me into, you know, assistive housing. No, that ain't going to fly.
Yeah,
just
but a lot of them feel bad about
do,
it, so they
want to
coddle you without, you know, without being so direct. And, you know,
yeah.
they want to, you know, they want to be considerate of your feelings of love.
Oh,
you know, feelings.
Yes.
Oh, I'm feeling kind of thing. And,
hey, Anthony,
you know,
thanks a lot. We're gonna move on.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a
thank
good night.
You.
All right.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
You
take care. Thank you.
Have you noticed that dictators most of the time have plenty of money and they're wealthy and they sit up in a palace or some fortified place, you know?
Fortified.
The same as this government. Look at all the money they got. And they're using this money to oppress millions of us who are disabled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why there's no enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's why the bottom line, they'll put you in a nursing home and take your disability money and your pension and all
your
that
pension,
and have you driven from your home.
I want people
that's
to really
that's why you have to go
something.
And deal with a service dog school and go on a waiting list, and you don't even know if they're training a dog for you when you're on that waiting
that's
list.
True.
And
true.
Yet they're raising all that money.
I want people
that's
to realize
a dictatorship. Something. All these
yes,
indications, all these ways,
of course,
are the same
you know,
things that dictators are doing to people in these so-called third world countries.
You know what's
the same idea? And as we said, as the title of this show, dictators, thank God, without weapons in
right.
this country.
Right.
Otherwise, most of us would be dead by now.
We certainly will be. If they had
so
weapons.
There you have it. And that's why there's no enforcement for a person rolling down the street who maybe has to go to the bathroom and can't get in the damn place because it's full of steps and all that.
Oh, that's happened to me.
It's a dictatorship that rules that.
Yeah, I know.
See? And that world is one of the most horrible things, or probably the most horrible situation that we face.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
How are you going to get rid of it? You've got to be united as one to get
that's
rid of
true.
It.
That's true. And strongly united, not let people, you know, get you when you do it.
Either that, or you have to have a group like Inner Sight have enough money to bring down the dictator.
Yep. That's right.
See?
Yeah.
Either one of those
I
two. I don't
too.
See. I don't see it changing any other way.
Well, we'd have to advertise and get people involved and tell them, listen, here's what we're doing, and then stick to that, and that's it. It's all that needs to be done. A big thing, but it needs to be
done.
The
only other possible way, and this is far a throw, I don't think you'll ever find it, is a politician, maybe a president of the United States, that will realize what we're saying is true. And
well, I
do
think
something
they will
about
realize it.
It.
But the problem is they don't necessarily want to do anything about it. That's the issue right there.
Well, that's the whole that goes with realizing
doing
if you're
something.
Not going to do anything about
it.
What good is it? Who needs
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But here's what also bothers me. I'll tell you what bothers me about what they do. You sit there, you try your hardest to get things done within the community, and then somebody comes to you, and they say, "Well, I don't understand. Why do you guys, and that's what you know that, this is one of those, you know, you guys and us, you know, type of question." And I go, "What do you mean you guys? Me, a person, you know, who wants to be a person? You're calling me you guys. What are you calling me that for? I'm a human being just like you. Oh, I get into those because they really annoy me. So then the person says, yes, you guys. I said, oh, so what are you intending to say? So then they continue on and they say, well, you guys want everything. Oh, okay. Since you say I want everything, so I'm supposed to not have accessibility. I'm supposed to not be able to get into places. I'm supposed to not have the money that I need to, you know, get things done. I'm not supposed to have any of this stuff.
Then don't you? You know, I'd say to them, don't you want everything that helps you to function?
That's it.
Or do you?
That's a question.
Don't,
a great
don't
question.
You want everything?
You know,
let me put this blindfold on.
Yeah, exactly.
Put this blindfold on.
And
now, I'm standing here. Hold it. I'm
mm-hmm.
standing here. I have a weapon. You know, I'm going to force you to walk around with this blindfold on. See?
Right. And no cane. No.
Don't you want everything? Don't you want protection now?
Yeah. Mhm.
See? Don't you want protection? If somebody says to me, you can't have a guide dog.
Yeah.
That guide dog is my eyes, just like your eyes are being covered by this blindfold.
That's
how you explain it to the asses.
Yeah, you have to.
And if they don't
get
it,
I said to them,
they don't get it.
That's
it's stupid. Well, they don't want to get it.
I love when you say that. But it's true.
That's how you
it's
explain it to them.
Yeah.
That kind of a parable, you know.
Yeah, you have to. Because I was...
And maybe
I
gets
there
through.
And I must have had I must have had a really funny look on my face, like, are you kidding me? Or are you just poking fun at what I'm saying? No, they weren't kidding. They were serious. So I just was like, you really don't understand what I'm saying. You know, that's what I said. And then they said, no, the thing that I don't understand is you get something every month. Aren't you supposed to be able to use that? Meaning I'm supposed to be satisfied with it. I'm like, no, I'm not satisfied with it when it's under poverty level. Then they go, it's under poverty level? Are you kidding me? It's what I got today. What the person said to me, it's under, oh, I feel bad for you. I said, don't feel bad for me. Change it. Help me change it.
No. Well, suppose you got, don't you get something every month? What do you do? You work, go to work, you get paid, right?
Yeah.
Suppose you got that money,
mm-hmm.
but you couldn't
once
use
a month.
It for what you wanted to use it. You couldn't access. You couldn't get
that's
into
right.
a place. You couldn't
that's
read
right.
things.
Anything. Anything.
Don't you,
you
want everything?
Money. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you got to explain to these morons.
Yeah.
And if they don't get it, the hell with them. Get the hell out of here. You're a moron.
I like that. You know, it really is. Not. It really is.
You
got
to explain to them by example.
Of course you do.
See?
And it gets
aggravating
at times.
Because this other stuff has not worked. This other bullcrap about education.
Education, my butt. You know, it really gets aggravating when somebody sits with you and says, I didn't even know that you get only pittance for your disability check. Oh, really? Well, sometimes maybe you should, you know, if somebody says something to you, or I don't make much, don't say anything back to them. Go and check it out yourself. Pretend that you're...
Well, if you had everything accessible and nobody could take away your check,
right?
That would be good.
That's right.
Then you'd have
then
a chance.
I could work a little. Then I could work a little and help society by paying taxes. But then now I don't even have that ability to do that.
The way it is now,
nope.
Forget it. You can't go out and earn $1,000
in
a week.
I only could volunteer. And the volunteer, you can't do really anything more than just give money to a nonprofit, and that's it. It's crazy.
I mean, it's a dictatorship.
It is. More
we're living
a
under a
it's
dictatorship.
Heartless.
And we are the
it's
only
heartless,
people
right.
that I know of in this
mm-hmm.
country that
mm-hmm.
have to live under that dictatorship.
Yes, it's true.
Nobody else does. Only us, the disabled. Because everybody else has accessibility to everything.
Right.
As long as you're not disabled, that is.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Funnies will be here. We'll tell you about...
one of my favorite shows.
We'll tell you about the guy who complains about his... We'll tell you about the guy who thinks he's a woman who complains about his prostrate.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow night.
Okay.
Jimmy Dinigan will be here with the water balloons in school. All right, that was.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You want to hear from Louie a little?
And Louie will be here.
Yeah, but he's on waiting for you just a little bit.
What?
Say hi. Louie's on the line. Louie.
Louie's on the line now?
Yeah.
Oh, he's early.
He's very early.
Right, put him on, put him on.
Put him on, okay.
Louie the Lip on InterSight.
Hey, Lou.
Hi, everybody. This is Louie McGair once again. I'm looking up to see how you guys are doing with the InterSight on Blog Talk Radio. A lot of fun for the Follies.
Always.
I'll be ready for tomorrow.
Are you going to play the
I got a question for you, Lou.
Okay, take it away, Frank.
A question. Do you know what a dictator is?
Oh, interesting.
What's a dictator? Well, I don't know what it means.
All right. What it means is somebody who tries to tell you what to do and forces you to do things and takes away all your money and your conga drum and everything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
I thought they put my conga drum in the attic.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
That's
put the dictator in the attic.
There you go.
And lose the key.
Yeah. And lose the key, right?
Yeah. So,
hey, your birthday's next month. Hey, Frank, your birthday's next month on the 13th of April.
That's right.
Birthday.
Yeah.
I want to go to Pennsylvania for my birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool. It's better than the year before when you were trying to and you couldn't.
I don't know if I'll make it, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Connie and Chrissy in my dreams, they gave me a different color of L'Oreal Paris lipstick.
Lipstick?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Did they give you kissy-kissy?
What?
Did they give you kissy-kissy?
They give you kissy-kissy through the television?
Yeah, it was in my dream. Those two ladies likes me very much.
Oh.
Oh.
We'll have to get you down there to the studio to meet them. I bet you I could arrange that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
I got a little bit of influence
over there.
You got
to talk to Connie and Chrissy. That got their show Date Night on Public Access.
But
yeah,
I don't think they have
it
live, Frank. I think it's streamed into the cable.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if it's live. But
I don't think it's live. It's just streamed in.
They must record it. They have a place where they record it. There's no studio time yet.
Not yet
for Connie and Chrissy.
Not yet for us either. We're just
for nobody, but they're recording it. We'd have to find out where they're recording, maybe your sister would drive us there, Lou.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Your sister, maybe she would drive us to meet Connie and Chrissy.
Oh, my sister?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
She got lost. I don't know. They got their own studio. I think it's in Woodbury or someplace.
There is a Woodbury studio
there.
For the cable.
Oh, Woodbury.
was that Connie and Chrissy's studio date night?
No. There's a cable one in Woodbury also.
Oh, that's Woodbury.
We'll have to check it out. We'll have to investigate it.
Yes, we will. Okay, Louis.
Yeah. Okay. I wear ladies' perfume.
Uh oh. What kind of perfume?
Any kind of perfume. I can't wear lipstick. They gave it to me, but I'm gonna put it on my pucker.
Hey, Lou, give us a quick a quick blurb about tomorrow night. Come on.
Okay, what's your time?
8:49.
Yep.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Love Drops Louis Rivera, or you can call me Rosanna Downer. Tomorrow night, Inner Sight presents Blog Talk Radio Follies. We're going to have a good time. And I got to hear The Friendly Philosopher. I got to hear Lauren and Hardy. Maybe Jack Benny or so.
Oh, yeah, I got to look for him.
maybe Jack Benny, and maybe my name is Jerry Lawrence. I want you to turn on either side. My name is Jerry Lawrence. I'm going to talk to Connie and Chrissy. They look so cute and pretty.
Oh,
hey, Connie and Chrissy, you're the best show on date night. Love you very much, ladies.
All right. Inner Sight tomorrow night. We'll
look
have a lot of fun. Thank you, Lou.
Suzanne, I love
you. Oh, Lou, I love you too. That'll be good. Tomorrow night, we're going to have some fun, all right?
Okay, you take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
For all those who feel, as many of us do, that you have to live under a dictatorship, and I don't see how you could not feel that, knowing that especially if you're disabled and getting older, how you could not feel that way, knowing that the nursing home is there, you know, and that they're going to try someday, unless you have the means to stay out, they're going to try someday in some way to shove you in there.
Of course they are.
So
they make it sound like it's a beautiful arrangement.
Wait a minute, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
Hold it. So be brave and take heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stand up with us. Help us fight the dictatorship. This coming September 17th, we have a tentative date. We want to do a demonstration to let people know that these nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing. See, that way, the dictatorship will end.
That's right.
Get rid of the dictatorship.
Get rid of the nursing homes.
Don't let people have these things hanging over our head.
Nope.
Send them one message.
Yeah.
Of the 30 million disabled people around the world and the country.
The globe, yeah.
In fact, let's get the whole world involved in it.
That's right. We should call
one message.
We should try getting
turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. We don't need them. We don't want them.
That's right.
We don't want to. We're not going to nursing homes.
That's right.
If we could get that one message across, with that information, maybe some damn politician will say, hey, I better do something about this. There's a lot of people.
Right, yeah.
See? So that's the Inner Sight goal for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're determined, we're hoping to get enough support. Now, what were you going to say?
I said that, sometimes, that's all you need is to get everybody together and start, doing... things like that. It's actually a good plan, and we're going to get it done this summer. I'd like to see it happen.
In September. Well, you gotta have one message. You can't go out there and say, more money in these programs. More money for the home health aides.
You can't do that. No, it doesn't work.
That's not getting rid of the nursing homes.
That's true. Because when you still come out, you still have that facing right in front of your face. And you're going to still have that threat,
Yeah.
So you can't just say, oh, they're still here. Oh, we didn't even accomplish what we set out to do. Oh, then it's sort of like, okay, the merry-go-round goes around again, and then you have to do the same thing. What's the sense? Just get rid of the nursing homes right off the bat.
We reached out to the home health aides months ago.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And they wouldn't come forward. They wouldn't.
No.
We wanted to do a demonstration to get them more money.
Yes, we did.
They wouldn't do it.
Nope. They're all afraid, Frank. I don't know what they're afraid of, but I've taken.
They're afraid of the agencies.
Yes, they are.
They're afraid of the agencies because the agencies are part of the dictatorship.
Yeah.
They have to bow down to the dictatorship.
Yeah. So they get their money to, you know, help people. And that's ridiculous, if you ask me. You
that's
could get
what's
private
going on.
Set up. Yeah, you could get a private
people
setup.
Are afraid of dictatorship.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm not.
I'm not either.
I proved it.
Yeah, I know.
30 years, I've been training my guide dogs on my own.
That's right.
All right? I found alternatives.
Yeah, I know.
To it.
We made sure
it can work.
Yes, it can.
You got to make it work.
That's right.
You know, if you don't want to go to a nursing home, you got to do something about it. You know, get on the damn computer.
Right.
Spread the date. Call your friend. Call your local advocate group. You know, if anybody out there who's in with ADAPT.
Yeah.
All the other groups. September 17th.
Right.
Location to be announced. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. The money is there for that.
It always has been. Yeah.
$192 billion is there.
That's right. It's always been there. And don't let anybody try to prove to you otherwise. The Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services did a study and found the money's been there the whole time. So why are these people just sitting there not giving, you know, help to the disabled or the elderly in a proper fashion? They're putting
this,
it on the nursing home.
Sorry.
It's okay.
With this idea that we have, no one has to go to a demonstration and say, we want the government to put up the money for this. The money's already been put up. For the wrong reason.
That's right. It has
turn
to
it into the right reason.
Thank you. That's it in a nutshell. When I said that to you, I'd say when we were looking and thinking about stuff, I said, you know, Frank, maybe what the piece of this element is we need to change these into accessible housing. Frank thought it was a great idea. So then we started, you know, just thinking about things on accessible housing. Because that was the best idea. If we didn't have anything but to look at the accessible housing idea, that was the best right there. That right there was helping more than anything.
If we could get a couple of thousand people, I would say 5,000 would be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Some people who can make it can be out with us in front of the place. Others can be behind their computer.
Right.
You see? You don't have to come out in the street for this.
No. Some people can't even do that. Because
no, they
can't.
And we understand that.
Yeah. We're going to have to really hook it up with, like, they have these big...
Well, that's why we've got to get these groups
together. Yeah.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night on The Funnies. I want to thank all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You. You're welcome.
Our callers.
And all
and,
our
Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening. What were you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. No, I'm okay. Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, and goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Get more. Tell the dictators to get Inner Sight.
That's right. Good night, everyone.